This Diamond Insight takes us to St. Louis with Billiken first baseman Danny Brock. Danny, you're in your second season at St. Louis after a couple of years in junior college in Colorado. After hitting just two home runs with 38 RBIs last year, you already this year have 10 long balls and 36 RBIs. What's been the key to your success so far?
I don't really know right now. I was struggling with an injury early last year, and I always knew I had the potential to put up a little better power numbers. But like I said, I'm just getting good pitches and fortunately being able to hit them well. And the guys in front of me are getting on base, and that helps a lot with the RBI part of it. You know, it makes it a lot easier for me.
What kind of adjustment was there going from junior college to Division I last year?
It was a little bit of an adjustment. Pitching's obviously getting a little bit better. You're seeing a little more consistency with the pitching staff, I'd say. But one of the hardest things for me, I think, was I hadn't swung a metal bat since high school. My junior college was a completely wood bat conference, and I got used to that. I'd play wood bat in the summer, so coming back to metal was a little bit of an adjustment. But I finally started to get used to it, I think, and I'm seeing the ball well.
Your dad, Greg, was a big leaguer in the 80s with the Dodgers and the Brewers. Was baseball a pretty big part of your life growing up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up around the game. I know I still have vague memories of being around the clubhouse, you know, when they win. I think I was about 5 years old when he retired. But, you know, I still have vague memories of that. And then growing up, it's always been around. He hasn't really pushed me directly towards baseball, kind of let me do my own thing. But it's been a big help for me learning from him, and he coached me in high school and still teaches me a lot now, and it's just been a big help with the experience part of it.
Well, that's what I was going to kind of lead to. You've got someone like that to fall back on. I would imagine when you're talking about those adjustments and different things, do you talk hitting with him a lot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't talk to him anymore. The two times I talk to him the most are hunting season and baseball season. You know, talking hunting, and then baseball season, I call him pretty much every day, and he tries to keep up with me as far as radio and video broadcasts on the internet. He makes it out to a lot of games, and if I'm not feeling comfortable, we always talk about it, and it's always like minor adjustments. It's good for me because with the resume he has and the experience he has, it puts a lot of validation to his words. I really take for what he says, take it seriously, and try to work on whatever he thinks I'm struggling in.
You know, we've talked about how you're doing at the plate so far among the national leaders in home runs and RBIs. You and your teammates have some solid wins already this year over Ohio State and Kansas, some teams that went to the regionals last year. Overall, is there a different feeling right now that you guys have as a team at this point this year compared to a year ago?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we knew coming in we were going to be able to hit the ball real well, and we know that when we get our pitchers on the mound, they're going to compete, and they're going to do well for us eventually. They struggled a little bit early, and we've got a young pitching staff, which, you know, that'll happen a lot too. But, you know, we have a lot of confidence as far as coming in. We feel like we hit pitching pretty well, hit good pitching well. You know, we're looking forward to the year. We've had some big wins, like you said, and we've had some bad losses as well. But we're up and down right now, and I think as soon as we figure it out and play a complete game, we're going to be tough to beat.
Ohio State's Alex Wimmers was the Big Ten Pitcher of the Year last year. He picked up the win against you guys. You split two games with them, but you did score some runs off him. Do you remember much about him? Any impressions of Wimmers?
Oh, yeah. We knew coming in, you know, we get a lot of scouting reports. Early in the year, you don't get as much, but, you know, we had his resume. He Big Ten Pitcher of the Year, a high draft prospect. We knew coming in he was going to be tough, and I think our team kind of strives off that. We like the competition. We like the good pitching. And if all of us want to play at the next level, you want to see the best pitching. You want to see where those guys are going to be. So, you know, I think it was good for us to see some good pitching, and it made us a better team.
You guys are getting ready for A-10 play now. And what kind of goals are you talking about now as you guys get ready for league play?
Coming in, you know, we've had the same goal the past 2 years. We want to be a contender. We want to get into that A-10 tournament with a good seed, preferably a 1 or 2, maybe even a 3 seed. And, you know, once you get into that tournament, anything could happen. And fortunately, if we win that, then we go to a regional. And like I said, once you get down to that, really anything can happen. You saw it with Fresno State making their run a couple years ago. It's a big step for us if we can get into that A-10 tournament and do well in it, see where we can go.
Danny, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
I don't know. I think it's just the traveling. I love going around. I love playing the big teams. Like you said, we played Ohio State. We got Kansas. I think this next week we go to Ole Miss and Arkansas, and those will be fun games. You know, playing in front of big crowds, it's a blast. I just love the fact that you get to travel all these places you've never been and get to play the game.
What's the toughest thing?
Oh, God. Toughest thing is, it probably goes with that. Trying to keep up with schoolwork throughout all the traveling is a difficult thing. But, it's worth it because there's nothing like going out there and playing.
Word association time. I'm going to throw some different things at you before we wrap up, and you just tell me what comes to mind. Let's start with a teammate of yours, John Myers.
Great player. He helps me out. I think it's a big thing. He's having a great year himself right behind me, and, it allows me to see a little better pitching because I don't want to get to him as well, so it's helping out.
Another teammate, Bryant Cotton.
Bryant Cotton, competitor. I mean, he's our horse. We ride him. When he's on the mound, we don't feel like we're going to lose no matter what, so he'll go out there. He's getting pulled out of the game in the eighth inning with 130 pitches, and he's begging his case to go back out there. So, competitor.
Sterling, Colorado.
Small town, but a real fun town. Fun town to be in, and pretty good baseball. Great coach, competitive coach, and I'd recommend it to anybody.
Your current head coach, Darren Hendrickson.
Good coach, knows the game really well. Fiery guy, gets into you sometimes, but it's only because he wants you to be better, so.
Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
Best stadium I've ever been to, I think. Great atmosphere, a lot of great fans. One of the greatest players in the world, Albert Pujols. It's a blast to go to.
St. Louis Billiken baseball.
Fun. Good teammates, competitive. Real competitive attitude. Everybody wants to be better. Everybody wants to make it to that next level that some Division I schools have made it to, and we all want to make it to that level.
And the last one, Danny Brock.
I don't know, competitive like the rest of us, and just wants to be better, wants to get better, and wants to go on if he can and play at the next level.
Danny Brock and the St. Louis Billikens off to a good start. Best of luck to you guys throughout the season.
All right, thank you.